Shalom, shalom, shalom. Blessed be the name of Jesus. We are back into the Word of God. We are looking now to a very important theme for believers, for the body of Jesus Christ. And the theme is found in the book of Psalms 84. Psalms 84. Psalms 84. And I want to go to verses 6. Verses 4. Let's read Psalms 84 from verses 4. It says, "Blessed are those who dwell in your house." So we are looking at who is a blessed person. Who is a blessed person? That's the word we are looking for. Many times, people are told to give, and God shall bless you. Sometimes we are told to do something in our church, get into the ministry, and God shall bless you. Visit this person and the other, and God shall bless you. Now, I want to say that that is not what the Bible looks at the blessed person. In Revelation, we looked at a blessed person is the one who read the word of the prophecy in the book of Revelation. We also discovered blessed in the book of Revelation, which you have just concluded, is a person who listens to the words of the prophecy, to the words of the king. That is the blessed person. Then number three, we also discovered that blessed is a man, is a person who, apply or person who implement what they have read and what they have listened. That is the threefold blessing in the book of Revelation. Now, we want to keep that theme because it is the book we began in the book of Revelation to show you that we are still continuing in the book of Revelation, but another dimension of the church. Here we are getting that blessed, Psalms 84, verses 4, blessed are those who dwell in your house. So number one, a blessed person is those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. That is a blessed person. They are dwelling in your house, and what is the indicator? They are ever praising you. Number five, verse five, is it blessed are those whose strength is in you. So the second dimension of blessing in here, which we are looking at, is those whose strength is in God, those who depend in God, those who have put all their strength. They say, "I cannot make it. I can only do it with the strength given by God." These are the blessed people. Blessed are those whose strength is in you. Number three, whose hearts are set on a pilgrimage. Now, this is what we are talking about. We are looking at this blessed person who have set their hearts on a pilgrimage. So our theme will be blessed person, blessed church, blessed bride of Christ that have set their hearts on pilgrimage. We'll be looking at the word blessings and setting our hearts on a pilgrimage. We are blessed, and we have set our hearts on a pilgrimage. Pilgrimage means a journey. Pilgrimage means we are going forward to. Here, verse 6, they say, as they pass through the valley of Baca. That's verse 6. That is, as they pass through, that tells you they're on a pilgrimage. They are blessed, but they're on a pilgrimage. They are passing through the valley of Baca. Baca means the valley of pain, the valley of frustration, the valley of poverty, the valley of dry bones, the valley of evil, the valley that men are under the shadow of the, it is what we call the valley of the shadow of death, as they navigate, hallelujah, they make it a place of springs. They convert it. They change it. They do something new because they pass through here. Why are they passing through here? How it comes that they are going to change this valley? They make it a place of spring. Who is in those valleys? Men and women of God. This is where we were. This is where the Lord found us. This is what the Lord has already taken us from. Then they say they make it a place of spring. The autumn rains also cover it with pools. Now, as we pass through there, rain comes. Rain from heaven follows us. And the Bible says that these people who are blessed, they go from strength to strength until they appear, until each appears before God in Zion. What is Zion? In the book of Revelation, chapter number 21 and 22, we discovered Zion. So we have already completed the book of Revelation. Let me connect us here now. And we found the church of the bride of Jesus appearing in before God in Zion. We discovered we were home. We discovered that there was Jerusalem, the Zion, in Zion, that was coming down from heaven to earth, prepared, a bride prepared for the bridegroom. And we discovered how beautiful, how prepared she was. We discovered how adored she was. We discovered that she was beautiful. She was prepared. You know, she was already here at home. She appeared before God in Zion. Each appeared before God in Zion. We also discovered the river of the waters of healing from the throne. We saw the throne in Zion. We saw the river of healing from Zion. We also saw the tree of life from Zion. We also discovered that the gates have the names of Israel and they have the foundation of the apostles of the Lamb. We also discovered that angels guard the gates. We also discovered that it has got 12 gates. We also discovered that it is a cube. This is our home in Zion. We appeared there and we have discovered that is our head. Now, with the eye of the head, with the light from Zion. Now we go back because we are not yet in Zion. And we ask ourselves, where are we? And this is what we are. We are blessed. So what the theme we are having is, we are blessed people setting our hearts on pilgrimage. Now that will be our theme, blessed and setting our hearts on pilgrimage. Then from that, we need to ask six questions. Please go with me. Six questions. If we have set our hearts on pilgrimage, then the first question that comes in our mind is then, who are we? Who are we? Who are we? That's the first question. And that question will be dealing with the identity of the bride of Jesus. Who are we? Those we are saying that we, because the Bible says that they have said, who are they? Who are these? But because here we are already there also, is that we have set our hearts as they pass through, as we pass through, blessed are those whose strength is in the Lord. Who are those? We want to be looking at number one, the identity of those who are blessed. Hallelujah. Number two, we ask, where did they come from? We will be able to look at their genesis. We look at where they have come from, the beginning of their journey. And we will discover that at one time, we were in the valley of the weeping, the valley of the shadow of death. what the Bible or the psalmist calls the valley of Baca. That's where the Lord picked us. All of us, at one time, we were born there. That's where we were born, because of sin. And so we'll be looking at that we are created. We did not come from a big bang. We came from God. We are God's project. We are God's idea. The third question that we'll be asking is that then, if we came from the valley of the shadow of death, or we came from God, really? Because God was in charge. That's where we were. That's where God found us. We were found in different quarries. And here we are going to discover some of us found in different quarries. Some of us were thieves. Some of us were robbers. Some of us were just good people, but not perfect people, but not God's people. We pretended to be good, but we could not be good without death or without sin getting out of us. So we found ourselves in, we were born in sin. But then where are we going? Now we find that the third thing we'll be looking at is our destiny. Not only our identity and our genesis, we'll be looking at our destiny. Our destiny is Zion. Each appearing before God in Zion, and we discovered how Zion looked like. Then the fourth question we'll be asking then, why are we here? Why are we passing through this journey? Why are we in a pilgrimage? We'll answer all those questions together now. We are here on this pilgrimage because God wants us to change or to convert, you know, want us to convert this place to a place of spring. God wants us to change. Do you know the world is the way it is because of the church? That's what we are. We're here. We'll be answering the question of purpose. Then the fourth question we'll be asking is, what has the Lord expect us to have done and we have not done? What part of purpose have we not completed and we are supposed to have completed? In other words, we look at, let's say that we are supposed to have completed 12, let's say 12 agendas of God here. Agendas. But then we ask ourselves, now we are almost getting to Zion. So we are supposed maybe to have done 12, you know, maybe 10 agendas. But we only find that we have done 2 agendas. Then we ask ourselves, why have we not? Now, what have we done? Or what have we not done? So as we look at the purpose, we look at what part of purpose have we not completed? And there we'll be looking at our potential. We'll be asking ourselves, what are we supposed to have done and we have not done yet? So we will be able to quicken by the grace of God. And the final is that, why have we not been able to be on schedule? Why are we behind schedule? And we'll be able to look at opposition and challenges. These are 6 agendas that we want to deal with as we set our hearts on pilgrimage, as we are blessed. But we are a blessed people. We start by, we are blessed people because we have set our hearts on pilgrimage. We are blessed because we dwell in the house of the Lord. We are blessed because we have heard the message of the prophecy. We are blessed because we read the words of prophecy of our Father. We know the prophecy means we know the end. We know how the journey will end. We are blessed because we are fulfilling the purposes of God. And thereafter, we will also be able to look at the posture that we find ourselves in. Let me just mention 6 postures that we find ourselves in between now and Zion. One, we will say we are, now, we can, we will be guided by Psalms 1. The one that says, blessed is the one who does not sit, who does not stand, who does not walk. Now, the Psalms gives it to us in a negative way. What the people that we're not supposed to stay with on this pilgrimage, the company we are supposed to avoid on this pilgrimage, not to avoid in the sense that we don't change them, but they are not supposed to influence us. But then, let's say, look at it in positive. we will discover that we are starting from where we were asleep without Christ. We were dead without. That's the first posture. We were in the valley of the shadow of death, valley of Baca. We were dead. We were there. We didn't know what to do. We were captives. Jesus said this, that I came, I was sent. If Jesus came, he said, Jesus came and said, I was sent to those that were bound. So we were bound. We were those who do not have good news. We were here on this valley. We were dead without good news. We were bound. We were frustrated. We were downtrodden. We did not have peace. We did not have the ear of the Lord. And here we are. That's where we began. So we were dead without Christ. Then number two is that God raised us, and we find ourselves seated in the Lord in heavenly places, where our blessings are. We'll be able to look at this. So we are not sitting with smoke, with covers, but we are sitting in the heavenly places, even as we walk. Number three, we find ourselves that we'll be walking here on this valley of the shadow of death, the valley of Baca. We will be moving, walking, or running, or crawling, depending on the strength. We have the strength of God with us. Not only walking here, we also find that we will be able to stand all the powers of opposition. But one day, if the Lord tarries before we get to Zion, we will sleep in the Lord. The difference before the first sleeping and the sleeping is that this last one, we will sleep in the Lord. Now, that's where we found the book of Revelation in. Sleeping in the Lord. But also there, after sleeping, that's not the end. We shall be gathered. We also find it in the book of Revelation that we were gathered. That's the rapture. And finally, we will reign with Christ in Zion. May God give you the blessing to understand this in Jesus' name. Father, open our eyes to see our blessings, the spiritual blessings in this pilgrimage. Help us to be like Abraham. Your friend, the man that you called your friend, who set his heart on pilgrimage. And Bible says he was looking for a city whose builder and architect is God. Father, give us the same attitude in Jesus' name.